It seems like my brother was always in some kind of trouble when he'd hang out around the canals. He'd get caught stealing watermelons from fields across the canal and have to jump in to get away from the uptight field guards. Then there was the time when Harold Walker's cousin accidentally backed his Model T Sportster into the canal and a wrecker had to come haul it out. And I don't think my brother had ever been as embarrassed as the time when Soapy Reynolds came down here with a bunch of girls and took all their clothes when he and his buddies were skinny dipping. It sure took them a long time to figure out exactly how they were going to get home after that. Soapy was a rascal. Once he talked a bunch of kids, including my brother, into giving him $1 apiece so he could buy the lumber to make a handmade surfboard. They actually made it in shop class and then brought it down to the canal to freeboard. They would tie it to the bumper of an old jalopy and get pulled along, taking turns to see who could stay on the board the longest. They got a lot of use out of that thing and eventually had to retire it. My brother ended up with the board and stashed it in our barn. One cold winter, we burned it for firewood. Years later, when Soapy found out that the board had ended its days in our fireplace, he tried to get my brother to pay him for his original investment. He figured that with interest accruing over 46 years, my brother owed him $7,000 for his initial $1 investment. Of course, my brother told him where he could go with that demand and never paid him. But God knows that old Soapy harped on it every chance he got.